Wildlife on many Virginia farms is prolific. You never know what you'll see on local farms, whether it be deer, turkey, quail, or bobcats. That's according to a recent video produced by the Virginia Forest Landowner Program. The title of that video is Bobcats in the Bush, and it's focused on bobcat behaviors and habitats. It has very interesting video content of bobcats in the wild right here in Virginia. The video can be found on YouTube under the title Bobcats in the Bush. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is forecasting the Shenandoah Valley will be warmer than usual during mid-July, specifically the period of July 12th through the 25th. They are, however, calling for above normal precipitation during the same period. Several counties in the Shenandoah Valley are now ahead when it comes to year-to-date precipitation. Thunderstorms last week caused surplus soil moisture on many farms in Rockingham and surrounding counties. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently allocated additional funding for specialty crop growers. That's according to John Walt Boatwright with American Farm Bureau, who describes the program.
A program designed specifically to help specialty crop growers deal with their rising input costs and volatile markets. USDA created this program in December 2024 and opened up an application period for specialty crop growers, specifically growers with commercially marketable specialty crops as defined in the program.
Boatwright says the funds can be used to address a variety of issues.
When we talk about specialty crops, we're talking primarily about fruit, vegetable, and nut crops. From rising labor costs to losing markets for a variety of different reasons to invasive pest and disease pressure, there are a lot of unpredictable factors involved in growing domestic fruit and vegetables in the United States.
John Walt Boatwright with American Farm Bureau. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.